Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MutinyMiracles.com at TitansMCM. All right, so a couple of things this morning. I mean, obviously the big news is the Titans went to Lambeau and won a pretty convincing game against the Green Bay Packers. Best offensive game of the year so far. 27 points, most they've scored in a game. 27-17. The game was really never that close. You know, they had the 17 or 18 play drive in the second quarter that they ended up getting stopped on fourth down on. But, you know, it's one of those games where when you went to halftime, it was like, man, this feels more one-sided than the score shows. And that always kind of scares you because just with the history of Titans and especially games against the Ravens, like we've seen a lot of those games that end up going sideways, even though the Titans have been the better team. But wasn't the case last night. Titans held on to win. You know, big numbers from some guys that we've been waiting to see big numbers from. Ryan Tannehill, his best game of the year. Treylon Burks, his best game of his career. First time over 100 yards. Ryan Tannehill over 300 yards. Ryan Tannehill, 333. Treylon Burks, 111. Derrick Henry wasn't really able to get going. I mean, 28 for 87. They were able to feed him, which was, you know, the more important thing. But, I mean, we're seeing some things on offense now that can encourage you a little bit, right? Treylon Burks coming on. Austin Hooper, they've decided to throw him the ball. Chig gets the first target of the game. Now, they're still giving targets to Jeff Swaim, which is unbelievably crazy to me, but that's fine. Chig, again, has a 31-yard catch, goes and makes a play on a ball. Like, they got to get that kid more involved. He's been really, really good. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina had a couple of, like, tough contested catches, which, again, if that's his role, if he's three or four, great, man. We'll take that. Robert Woods made a nice play, had a ball that he caught and shook a defender. So, I mean, some encouraging things. Kyle Phillips coming back soon, hopefully. You know, I feel okay about the offense as far as all that's concerned. Now, the line's still trash. Like, Dennis Daly's still playing. And as long as Dennis Daly is playing, then the offensive line is going to be bad. There's just no way around it. Like, it's brutal. You know, they had guys out of position last night. You had Raiden's playing left guard. You know, I don't know. I was listening to Ramon Foster this morning, said he thought Raiden's played okay. There were a couple of plays where, like one play where he basically got tackled with Derrick Henry. But, you know, fine. When he's been in there, he's held up okay. It's just he's probably not an NFL offensive lineman. They moved Aaron Brewer to center with Ben Jones being out. You know, the Packers just have a big guy in the middle there. So, you know, he got pushed around a little bit. But that's Aaron Brewer's problem, right? I mean, he's small. That's really the knock on him. But, I mean, you know, there were no quarterback center exchange problems, that type of stuff. So that's really the thing that you want to see when you have a guy filling in at center. And they did well. The defense was good once again. I mean, there's not much you can say at this point about what they're able to do as far as rotating guys in and out. You know, Simmons played. Had a couple of big plays at the end of the game. But, I mean, Christian Fulton goes down during the game. Molden doesn't play. So you got Kalu running out there some. I mean, just, you know, but they're able to get it done. And they're able to get enough from those guys to only give up 17 points. I mean, you know, so, like, the defensive rotation and all that stuff is just really, really good. And if they can, you know, hopefully now with this little mini bye they have coming up, Christian Fulton's hamstring can get better, Bud Dupree's hip can get better, and then when you get the horses back, so to speak, then, I mean, again, this defense has been really good even without those guys. They're going to be even better. Imani Hooker, another guy that hopefully they'll get back after this. So, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good things that are happening there, and, you know, the Titans went up there and took care of business. And I said they needed to win two. They needed to go, you know, like 2-3 or 2-4 in this stretch right here. So when you look at Chiefs, Broncos, Packers last night, Bengals, Eagles. So there's five games there. I said the Titans needed to win two of those five to, you know, just keep their heads above water, stay up in the division, all that kind of stuff. Well, now they've already won two. They've got two left to play. You know, I mean, I don't know. Philadelphia looked beatable against, the Commanders beat them. We beat the Commanders. And not that the Titans beat the Commanders, but not that, like, you can't do that, I understand. But just all that to say that they're a beatable team, right? You know, and then you've got the Bengals coming here. They may get Ja'Marr Chase back for that game. Titans have got a lot to make up for from last year. Ryan Tannehill has a lot to prove against the Bengals team. So I think Titans are going to be ready for that game again. They'll be rested, so that'll help.
So again, like they're playing well. I think if they can, split these next two at least, right, then that would put you at 8-4. Hey, I mean, then you've still got two against the Jags. You got the Texans. I guess they still got the Cowboys in there as well, the Chargers. Then you're talking about seeding and that kind of stuff. And I mean, because the AFC South, they're going to win that. I don't think there's any doubt about that at this point. But, you know, you're talking about seeding and that kind of stuff. Now, of course, they don't have tiebreakers with the Chiefs or the Bills because they lost to both of those. But the Bills are in third in their division right now, so they got other things to worry about. But anyway, just a good team performance last night. And again, encouraging signs from the offense. Hopefully we continue to see them get better every week and have their guys out there. And listen, Ryan Tannehill was really good. I mean, he had the interception, but other than that, he was really good, was dialed in, making really good throws. I mean, all that stuff. And fitting into windows, like that's the thing with this group of pass catchers, you're going to have to throw into some tight windows because they don't create a whole lot of separation. But I mean, that throw to Hooper in the end zone was a heck of a throw. Great catch by him, all that kind of stuff. All right, so that was the game. The news this morning is that Todd Downing got arrested for a DUI, presumably on the way home from the stadium. Team flight, from what I heard, got in around 3 a.m. Downing was arrested sometime like 4:30 or something like that in Williamson County, which is a neighboring county to Davidson, if you're not from around here. Davidson County, which is where Nashville is. Listen, incredibly stupid, right? I mean, with all the resources these guys have available at their disposal, you cannot get a DUI. Like, it's just stupid. He got, you know, pulled over for speeding, then the whole DUI thing. I haven't seen a blood alcohol content deal. I don't know. He might have refused a breathalyzer. I have no idea how all that went down, but it's dumb. Get a ride, get a Lyft, get an Uber, whatever. Like, the NFL offers that stuff for free to all of its personnel. So dumb to do something like this. So I don't know what will come of that. We'll find out more today. Mike Vrabel is scheduled to meet with the media at 11:30 Nashville time. So I'm sure he will be thrilled to answer questions about this. So we'll obviously be keeping an eye on that and have any reports that come out of that. But it's just stupid. I mean, it's stupid because driving drunk is always stupid. But also, I mean, Downing had the best game of his season so far. The offense appears to be coming around, and then you go and do this. It's just a dumb. And again, like I don't know. I don't know what apparently there's a thing in the NFL handbook where it's supposed to be like a 3-game suspension for the first DUI. I'm not sure if that players and coaches. Anyway, all of that's not clear. We'll like I said, we'll find out more about that. I do think Mike Herndon said on Twitter that the Jets offensive line coach was arrested over the summer for a DUI and hasn't been suspended, at least to our knowledge. So I don't know. We'll just have to kind of see how all that plays out. But again, just dumb. Like, just don't do it, man. Come on, get a ride. It's not worth it professionally, clearly, but also, I mean, just the safety aspect of yourself and other people on the road, just dumb. But anyway, so it stinks that has to overshadow, or at least not even overshadow the win necessarily, but take run away from the news cycle that should have been how well the Titans played last night. But anyway, so we'll have coverage on all that, recaps of the game, all that stuff on MutinyMiracles.com. Check that out. Again, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. At TitansMCM is the Twitter site. And like I said, we'll have all the up to the minute updates and all that stuff. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.